Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was watching The Bear last night, Dean. We decided to just, you know, watch it one episode at a time. And after episode three, we just figured, you know what? It's a work of art. That's what this is. In the episodes where you're not quite sure what's happening, or there's just lots of quick cuts, it's a work of art, isn't it?
Are they getting too artsy for their own good? I haven't seen anything from the new third season yet.
There's a lot of artsy, fartsy editing and music to go along with it, and the food shots are spectacular.
Yeah.
And the story's in there. It's in there somewhere.
I don't know. I'm a little worried.
No, don't be.
At least half the response that I'm getting from people, you know, reaction, is that people feel like it's gotten too big for its own good.
What are the ratings?
The ratings are through the roof. Everybody is certainly very curious about it. It's not like regular ratings, but it's online streaming views is how they measure this on streaming platforms. And it has now become the most watched season premiere for any scripted series on Hulu ever. 5.4 million views just in the first 4 days of streaming. So that's through the roof. Their fan base is through the roof. They have 24% more views than they did for their season two premiere. So, you know, it's the hottest show on television. No question about it.
A couple of summers ago, we visited with the co-owner of Mr. Beef, Chris Zuccaro, and he told us all about his friend who came up with the idea for the show and runs the program, and a little bit of the history of Mr. Beef, and we'll replay that conversation after the 8:30 news this morning.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fascinating history, especially since they seem to be kind of evolving away from the original Italian beef place concept.
Yeah, you get a little bit of it every now and then, but you're right. Do we know about the Jamie Foxx mystery illness now?
We know a little bit more about it. We still don't know exactly what it was. It was 15 months ago that this medical emergency put him in the hospital. And then ultimately in physical therapy here in Chicago, he went to a facility here that specializes in brain or spine injuries. So we don't know exactly what that is, but in an interview, Jamie gave more details that he has so far. He said that he one day was simply having a really bad headache, and he took an Advil. And he said then he was gone for 20 days. He doesn't remember anything that happened. During 20 days after that, a doctor gave him a cortisone shot. A second doctor said that there was something going on with his head, but he did not say specifically what that was. He is now saying, because if you can't market a life-threatening illness, what can you market? He is going to reveal everything in an upcoming new comedy special.
No.
Let me tell you about my mother-in-law and my brain injury.
A reality show is coming again. Also in the celebrity health news, Ian McKellen. What's happening with him?
Well, Ian McKellen, you know, who we know from the Lord of the Rings movie, probably best from Lord of the Rings movies, but he's a very accomplished actor in so many ways, was in a play in London and took a fall off of the stage. Was it last week or the week before? Yeah, he's okay and said that he would like to have gotten back into the play again. It's about to go on a national tour in the UK and wanted to be part of that. And what he said yesterday was that, with the greatest reluctance, I have accepted the medical advice to protect my full recovery by not working. In the meantime.
He said it just like that, didn't
he? Well, probably more eloquently even than I did, but he's 85 years old. He's following doctor's orders who don't want him to go on stage right now till he has a little bit more of a full recovery. So he has pulled out of the stage production, and the understudy will now step in and take over the role.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards and the celebrity apology of the day.
Yeah, it comes from an actress whose name you may not have heard before. Her name is Angela Simmons. She happens to be the daughter of rap legend Run DMC, so maybe that's more in your wheelhouse. But she was on the red carpet of the BET Awards on Sunday, looking very glammed out. Beautiful, beautiful dress and just, you know, fashion to the nines. She is now apologizing for one of her fashion choices. She was carrying a purse that looked like a gun. She said, "I just liked the bag. I thought it was cool. It seems a couple of people got a little upset, and I meant no harm. I am super, super peaceful, and I'm very sorry if it bothered anyone." she's walking on the red carpet, though, with this purse and holding it. I mean, it looks exactly like, well, a bedazzled gun.
Yeah.
But
not a good idea.
It's not like a purse with a strap on it or anything. She was holding it the way you would hold a gun and pointing it at the photographers.
No.
So, obviously not the best choice, but she's says that she's sorry about the whole thing.
She learned something.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Eva Longoria. One time, a couple of years ago, we ran into her in a restaurant in Northern California, and she was the nicest person ever. Is that how she strikes you?
I've interviewed her a half a dozen times, and that's how she is every single time. She's infectiously charismatic, very, very friendly, and she's talking about a new miniseries that she's got that's running on Apple TV Plus right now that is called Land of Women. It's a story about a New York socialite who has to flee to a small town in Spain, kind of go under the radar with her mother and her daughter, when her husband is being hunted down by a couple of hitmen. It's almost like a travelogue in Spain. It's so beautiful, and all you want to do is go and visit after you watch this. But it's very entertaining. It's very light, romantic at the same time. Eva is, we know her from Desperate Housewives. We know her from lots of TV shows and movies. She is very definitely an advocate and an activist. Her passion is education and helping others to complete their educations. But she's also been working behind the scenes a lot, and also on a new series that she's got on CNN that's kind of like the Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy show, called Searching for Mexico, where she travels around Mexico, takes you to different places, and tries out the different foods in these areas. So she's become kind of a TV food person as well. We talked to her first about this new series, Land of Women.
You know, it's almost been a decade since I've been in front of the camera, and so I decided it was time to go back and to TV, and I found TV to be very depressing. Like, it's about dystopian futures and the zombie apocalypse, and so I really wanted to do something light and fun, and I wanted to go to work every day and laugh, and I wanted to be in a location that was just beautiful, and so I got it in my head. I wanted to shoot in Spain and I wanted to act in Spanish. And I called my friend Ramon and he found this book. And then we kind of reverse engineered it from there.
What was it that kept you away from acting for such a long time?
I've just been so focused on directing. I've spent the last 12 years directing and producing and building my media company and, really trying to build opportunities for other people in my community.
I think also one of the things that you have been doing the past few years is some cooking and some traveling.
Yes.
During the pandemic, because we didn't get any guests on our show, I also started cooking on television, and I haven't been able to stop. It's taken off so well. People love it so much.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to you now for a fantastic summer recipe. What is something that I can try to recreate for our viewers on WGN?
You know, I like to cook seasonally. And so I think what's in season? Watermelon. I love a watermelon mint goat cheese salad. Like, that's very summery. I also like tostadas. I don't know if you know, tostadas are so fresh. If you do like a shrimp tostada, a beef tostada, you know, it's just, you can buy the tostadas or you can make them. But I actually have a cookbook coming out in October, so that'll be too late for your summer parties, but there'll be a lot of ideas there.
Maybe I put out a tostada bar.
Yes. You know, and you have like all the toppings like a taco bar, but a tostada. And you just need refried beans on the tostada, and then they can top it with anything.
Okay, I want to get full credit for that in her cookbook when she steals my idea and puts that in there. We are actually going to do tomorrow when I'm cooking, we are going to do a watermelon mint salad with tomatoes and feta cheese also. So I'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
Good summary thing. Hold on. We neglected to mention the lead celebrity news story of the day involving your Sunday morning WGN radio partner.
Mr. Dave Schwann, who is sharing the show with you this week, is going to be the Grand Marshal of the Skokie 4th of July parade. Shwani, I keep forgetting, what is the date of this parade again?
It is Thursday, the 4th of July, 2024.
That's right. I guess that's why they call it the 4th
of July.
That's
why they
parade.
Call it the 4th of July.
Yeah. So are you all set for this now?
I am. Yep. I've got my robe. I've got my crown. I've got
scepter.
My orb.
Do you have a scepter?
Scepter.
Yep.
He's got his music.
The music all set to go.
Yep.
And looking forward to it very much. A little concerned about the weather here because we've got some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Let's hope that moves out or just goes away completely.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're the Grand Marshal, you can't, back out. You got to...
Oh, I know. I'll bring the umbrella with the robe and the orb and the scepter.
Yeah, really, the only thing you need to be worried about is where on the parade route I'm going to be hiding to mock you.
We have already discussed this with the parade authorities.
I have extra security out there looking for me.
Don't be surprised if you see the do not enter sign.
All right, if you don't hear me on the air next week, you know what happened.
There you go. We'll be looking for you there, Dave Schwann.
Thank you.
And Skokie, okay?
Right, 12 noon.
Yeah, what's the main street? What's the route? Do you have your instructions?
Lincoln to Oakton and over to one of the main parks in Skokie on Oakton Avenue.
May I offer advice?
You've done it
having
before.
Done this gig?
Yeah, Dave.
Sunscreen. Like 50 SPF.
Wear your suit of armor.
I was going to say, like,
I'm going to have the robe on, Dave, so I'll. But
you're good then.
Yeah.
A nice beekeeper suit would be really
That's
nice.
That's what you'd be wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean Richards, thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.